From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Landon Jones. The University of Missouri is naming the newest residence hall on the Columbia campus after a prominent late black journalist once denied admission there. The board of curators voted unanimously yesterday to name the hall after Lucille Bluford. Bluford was denied admission to the university's journalism school 11 times because of her race. In 1989, 5 decades after Bluford's first application, the university granted her an honorary doctorate degree in humanities. She spent decades working at the Kansas City Call newspaper before her death in 2003. The new residence hall's atrium will also honor Gus Ridgel, the university's first African-American graduate. Ridgel received a master's degree from MU in economics in 1951. The 91-year-old Ridgel described the naming as humbling. Missouri Senate Republican leaders are raising concerns about fellow GOP Governor Eric Greitens' tax proposal. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richards said yesterday he's not too excited about it. And Appropriations Chairman Dan Brown said it isn't likely to pass, and he hasn't gotten much information from Greitens' administration. Greitens is asking lawmakers to cut individual income taxes from 5.9% to 5.3% for most Missourians. He also wants to cut the corporate tax rate from 6.25% to 4.25%. Greitens is recommending ending some deductions and other tax perks, primarily for businesses, to make up for lost revenue. But Brown says Missouri is already a low-tax state, and he says Senate budgeters will be careful when considering more cuts. 3 candidates for Columbia City Council participated in a forum hosted by the Columbia Board of Realtors last night. Ward 2 Council member Michael Trapp is being challenged by Paul Love. In Ward 6, Betsy Peters is running unopposed. Love alleged that Trapp had a conflict of interest with his business and development in the city. Trapp says that's not true.
I had a well-paying career before I started politics, and now I have a low-paying business because it better complements my service as a council member. I'm deeply offended by my opponent's rash accusation without looking at any of the facts, but just going by what he read in the newspaper, of a summary of an issue, and making a wild and outlandish accusation.
Community development projects, public safety, and funding for the police and fire departments were also discussed at the forum. The election will be held on April 3rd. The Environmental Protection Agency has announced a $236 million plan to clean up a suburban St. Louis landfill where Cold War-era nuclear waste was illegally dumped decades ago. The EPA said yesterday the plan calls for removing all of the radioactive contamination that poses a health risk by partially excavating the Westlake landfill in Bridgeton. Crews will also install a permanent engineered cover system at the site. The area is especially concerning to nearby residents because it sits next to another landfill where an underground fire smolders. State and federal officials have downplayed the risk that the smoldering could reach the radioactive material. I'm Landon Jones, KBIA News, Columbia.